was involved in alcohol? Anybody?
No.
Just hold on a second. Hold on. Can you just stand up? Can we just do that? Is that okay? Is that wrong?
No.
I'm not flaunting sin. I'm not trying to coax anybody or anything like that. But if anybody that's standing that would like to say, I don't regret 1 minute of being a drunkard, you can go ahead and talk. Anybody wish they'd never had the first drink? Okay. All right. You can be seated. I'm not going to ask these people to stand again, but there's a temptation that they'll have every single day. We rejoice over the years with Ryan, but that thing still lingers every now and then. And he's got to be mindful, and he's got to be diligent and circumspectly and walk and watch all those things. But be careful that you not try and convince yourself that this was a good thing. Anyone I've ever talked to that's on the other side of it is happy to be done with it. And the people that are just starting to walk in that door, they have no idea what they're getting into. No idea. And they think they can handle it. And they think they'll be able to stop, and it makes them feel good for a little while. But there's a reason that God says in Isaiah chapter 5, woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. I can handle it. How can you handle it? No one else could. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Can I just say, those that stood up, I appreciate your honesty. That's not easy. But what you all were was someone standing up saying, whoa, stop, trouble ahead, bridge out. There's a move across Christianity that's calling evil good and good evil. Man, those legalist Christians, they just don't want you to have any fun. They don't want you to... Well, show me in the Bible where it says you can't drink. Woe unto the... God warns. God warns. And I just got to think that God knows better than me. Proverbs chapter 20. We're not going to read all these verses. You know the verses. We'll look at one. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Wine's good for me. You're lied to. You're being lied to. You'll go to many a funeral of people that have abused substances. Well, you'll not go to too many funerals of people that were... They died by kindness. Kindness of the liver. Yeah. No one has that. There's a reason God warns. And we can get into it. And if you'd like to schedule an appointment and talk about these things, I would be more than willing to do that. I won't come across mean. I'll show you... If you really don't know, I'll show you what the Scripture says. And when we walk out of that room, it'll be up to you. I'm not going to go into your fridge and look and check your canned bin and all that kind of stuff. I take we have that canned bin out front. I take those cans in. I put those up on the counter. And guy's like, whoa, you know, because I come in with a truckload of cans. I'm like, yeah, people donate these. These aren't mine. Yeah, I know. In Isaiah 5:11, woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue unto night till wine inflame them. And you'll see something that you don't see very often in your Bible. An exclamation point. We don't see a lot of those, do we? God asks a lot of questions. He makes a lot of statements. But here, He's yelling it. For sake of the sleeping children in the room, I will not. But woe unto them that rise up early. Could you imagine waking up early and being drunk by 10 o'clock in the morning? I've spoken to some of you about your family members, and you've told me, hey, I got to get to my brother before he starts drinking in the morning to have a serious conversation. That's where it gets to. See, why would God put these things in our Bible? To make us miserable. To ruin our life. To take away all liberty and freedom. And no, He's just simply warning. Bridge out ahead. He allows us to continue down the road. But there will be consequences. Woe unto them that draw iniquity. Woe unto them that call evil good. Woe unto those who are wise in their own eyes. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine. Warnings that we would all do well to heed, not because I said them, but because God said them. Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed tonight. Say, Pastor, you must love preaching messages like that. Not particularly. But I far value the heeding of the warning rather than the friendship. Say, you're not my friend. You're always yelling it. I'm just warning you of what God warns. Last thing, and we'll be done. There are no exceptions. There are none. We prefaced the service by saying, don't worry about anybody else. You just focus in on you. And where is it maybe in your life that you are heading to the bridge that is out? Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. Thank You that You care enough about us that You would warn us. Lord, may we not draw close to sin. May we not call evil good. Lord, may we separate ourselves far from the strong drink. Lord, may we not be wise in our own eyes. Oh, Lord, help us with these things. Lord, thank You for... thank You again for caring so much about us that You would take the time to warn us. Lord, give us strength to do it. May we be an encouragement one to another to walk in holiness and godliness. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night. Amen.